Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
David Bell, the Permanent Secretary for the DfES, met with tough questioning on some of the pressing issues for school leaders from the Every Child Matters agenda when he took part in a Talk to Learn hot seat to discuss how education policies support the drive for higher standards for every pupil. There was widespread support for the ECM agenda in principle, but some contributors were concerned at what they saw as flaws in its implementation. Challenged on the babysitting question, which he acknowledged as a familiar issue, Bell said that extended school services would meet an important need by helping working parents to support their families.
Parents, especially lone parents, have always needed good, reliable childcare. And we want provision to be of good quality, the sort of care that can be provided through extended schools. So I hope you'll agree this is a business the DfES should be in.
Another school leader supported Bell's response.
Parents will be able to rely on quality care for their children and ensure that these children have a voice and are valued by other adults.
One contributor welcomed the shift to greater personalised learning as a means of supporting every child in her primary school to achieve, but had reservations about the future.
What will happen when they leave me and enter the world of pressure to perform in exams and some teachers who feel threatened by inspection higher up in the secondary phase?
Bell addressed this concern by saying that personalised learning should be applied throughout the school system and beyond, and that the QCA were currently looking at how to bring the Key Stage 3 curriculum up to date. In particular, he drew attention to the 2020 review, which focuses on what teaching and learning should look like at the end of the next decade, and how learning can become much more personalised. The incorporation of education into children's services was also questioned. Bell defended this.
Having directors of children's services is the right way forward because we need to bring services together more effectively than we have done in the past. Children's ability to learn is inextricably linked to their whole well-being, not just their experience in school.
The position of special schools was highlighted by one school leader.
The majority of our pupils have complex, significant needs and have already tried mainstream before they come to us. We will close next July and we are truly fearful for the future of our children. Higher standards for every pupil does not mean the same provision for every pupil.
Bell said that special schools would have an important and continuing role as centres of expertise.
My understanding is that LAs should set out how good quality provision will continue to be made for those children who might otherwise have attended a closing school.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.